You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win in 90 minutes was 9-2. Now 6-1, and Leroy Sané to score and Man City to win in 90 minutes was 5-2. That's been enhanced to 3-1. Tom, Arsenal only just beat Middlesbrough on Monday night. That's how bad they've been recently. And prior to that, they did suffer that humiliating defeat against Crystal Palace. This competition has so often been a source of respite for Arsene Wenger, though. This will be their 29th appearance in the FA Cup semi-finals, which is the most of any team in the competition's history. And they've won the trophy 12 times as well, which is a joint record alongside Manchester United.
Yeah, look, they're going to feel probably pretty comfortable in the environment and on this stage. Most of the players have kind of been there before, but we're not talking about their opponents, Man City, in terms of, you know, their personnel and not sort of playing in big games. It's been the one criticism of Manchester City over recent years is kind of getting over the line. There's, you know, many City fans would probably tell you that they should have been, you know, contesting more cup finals and actually should have a little bit more silverware for their efforts and their expenditure. And, you know, I know an Arsenal fan who dared to have the cheek to get in touch with me on Tuesday morning and claim that Arsenal were on their way back, you know, and they were going to have a real strong end to the season. Well, I'm not having that after the performance against Middlesbrough. Yes, they won the game, but I think there is many a League Two side that could go at the Riverside and give Middlesbrough a real tough contest. And it's kind of the desperate acts now of Arsene Wenger in terms of changing the formation. All of a sudden, he's cottoned on. You know, Conte was doing it, what, a month into the season. He went three at the back and, you know, went on that great run. And Arsene Wenger, it's almost a metaphor for how far behind the times he is now. You know, this in vogue system this year that's been employed by so many teams, Arsene Wenger decides to employ it, what, with four or five games of the season left. And you know, they beat Middlesbrough, but I won't be getting too excited about that. Look, Arsenal's only wins recently have been against struggling sides. 5 wins from 12, and be this a cup game or not, and be it on neutral territory or not, Manchester City are a better team. And Manchester City, you know, they're a team that this season you've had to play right in terms of backing them, because they've been in peaks and troughs. When they've been bad, they've not been backable in any stretch of the imagination, because you can't back them to dig out a result. But when they're good, you need to be on board with them, and I'm on board with them here. You know, last couple of victories, I know against Southampton and Hull, but, you know, they were decent enough for me to suggest that City have got a little bit of swagger back. You know, company's back now and fit and raring to go. And again, I've got to follow the same scenarios I have in recent weeks. I only changed that on Monday, is that Arsenal, even as big as 16-5, I can't touch them. I can't. There's still something absolutely rotten at the core of that club. So I've got to be with Man City. And I don't think the price is that bad, 10-11. I thought initially they might be a little bit shorter. But Sergio Aguero to score any time in a Man City win on the anytime wincast is 6-4. And I think that is absolutely golden, because Aguero is the man for these occasions, and he will score. Also, Kompany, 10-1 any time, take advantage of Arsenal on the set pieces. But my selection will be an Aguero goal and Man City to win at 6-4.
If you're looking at the head-to-head between these two sides, Derek, three of the last six meetings have finished 2-2, so they've been entertaining contests. Arsenal have actually won a couple of those as well, winning 2-1 and 2-0. Man City winning the other one 2-1. I kind of disagree with Tom here. I think Man City look short to me, Derek.
Well, yeah, you look. They are short. There's no doubt about it. And the odds compile, as I can. The tempting punters to back Arsenal, aren't they, at that kind of price? I mean, 3 months ago, we'd have seen on neutral territory Arsenal at over 3-1 to beat Man City. I mean, it would have been mortgage job territory. But I'm not sure they can. I'm a bit like Thomas, but I'm not sure you can back Arsenal, because they look anemic. They really do. The players have stopped playing for the manager. They're not interested. Their best players want to get away. I couldn't back them. And one of the other things Tom says is right, that City do have their swagger back. I mean, you know, they've looked really good in the last couple of games. Okay, the opposition is pretty much token, but they've done the job well. And I remember a game against Arsenal. Was it at the Emirates 2 weeks ago when it finished 2-2? And you think, well, you know, there's a crumb of comfort for Arsenal there. But my vivid recollection of that game was City were all over them and could have put the game to bed before half time. Could have been about 5 or 6 nil. They were absolutely that far superior. I can see the same happening again. You know, I mean, if Arsenal were to lose this badly, would Wenger be able to limp to the end of the season, even given what's been happening there? And I'm not sure that he could. I mean, it's the FA Cup, and he's got a, you know, he's got a respect for the FA Cup. We know that. The piece of silverware that's finally stopped critics counting how many years he'd failed to win a trophy. I mean, that does get on your nerves after a while. I speak as someone who has gone 276 days without sex. A special thanks to all the guys at William Hill for that information, by the way. Thanks for that, lad. I've got to go for City here. I thought I'd get unusual territory to win in 90 minutes. I thought I'd get even for City, maybe even a touch of 11 to 10. So it does go against the grain a little to back 10 to 11. But I've got to be against Arsenal. I've got to be against them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.